Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. Appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in, I had it, where did it go? Where did it go, Robbie? Well, we'll have to choose another one then. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Texas.
That would be really weird.
Yeah,
I'll be in Texas, not in Texas, Mississippi, but I'll be in Texas this week.
That's right. It's also known as Stump, Texas.
Okay.
It's in Stone County.
Stone.
It was named after, you won't believe this, the state of Texas.
What?
Who would have guessed?
Wow.
Never would have guessed.
A little original. Let's just start calling things, calling little communities.
I would love, though, state. To be able to say, where are you from? Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where in Texas? Just north of the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
It's like off of Forrest Gump. We're like, yeah. We had Austin from Virginia.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And Tex, who was from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. There's beef waiting for me at home, I've been told. My wife made a birria pot roast.
Ooh.
Make some tacos. Going to have some tacos tonight. I'm excited. Ooh. Have those when we get home. Wherever you are in
You've
our great...
You've done that before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, many times.
Yeah.
It's always grilling season here in the great state of Mississippi. So if you're cooking out this weekend, make beef the star of the show. And if you're not cooking out, so be it. Still get with the beef. Great steakhouses, great burgers, wherever you go in the state. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Everything maroon and white. Everything Mississippi State. M over S, interlocking state script. They've got it at College Corner. You know, it's right now we're in a little bit of a gift-giving lull, right? March and April, there's not a lot of gift-giving going on. But don't worry. Mother's Day, Father's Day, they're going to be here before you know it. Let's get ahead of the game with a trip to College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. Originally by Fleet Feet, filled by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to a banker that knows you by name, not just by your account number. Talk to a banker at Priority One Bank. Get that level of service that you're looking for. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. This is
USA. USA.
Yes.
USA.
That's good.
Again, we've said many times we should be hockey fans.
We absolutely should get into more hockey.
I slept through the first period of this, but I did watch most of this hockey game. And it was thrilling, to say the least.
Yeah.
One of the most exciting Olympic events I've seen in a long time. And I grew up, I was in love with the Summer and Winter Olympics. I watched speed skating. I watched Shaun White snowboarding. I watched everything. But this was awesome. We had a guy get his teeth knocked out.
Very American.
It's got to be one of the toughest sports out there.
And oh, yeah.
The way that it ended, you know, in overtime, you get the big goal. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah.
So, that was exciting.
So,
the baseball game, maybe not so much, but they won.
Well, let's look at it like this. I thought that, you know, people made a mistake last week. They taunted the science. The science was taunted, and it struck back in a big way on Saturday as Mississippi State basketball falls to South Carolina, the worst team in the conference, and a chance to build some real, actual late season momentum. That's gone.
Had their best shooting performance of the year. Shocking.
Yeah. So the science is just like, oh, dead am I?
Okay. Hey, you know what was really weird about that, by the way? Mm. It was almost like Mississippi State basketball was dragging down Mississippi State baseball. Because in the middle of that, it was a very mundane baseball
And as
game.
soon as
State was struggling a little bit. They weren't really struggling offensively. They're struggling to score runs. I'm almost positive that almost simultaneously with the basketball game ending, Jacob Parker hit a
dumb.
home run that started a stretch of four home runs over 3 innings.
All right, let me see here. Robbie Faulk. We're gonna
One
do a
second.
real time
Second.
analysis here.
I think it
Robbie
was
Faulk,
very
tweet. So we
close.
gotta, I gotta, I'm gonna have to go through some tweets here. But you tweeted Parker's home run at, okay, here we go. On Saturday, you tweeted freshman Jacob
Somewhere around
Parker with a rocket
2:15.
out of here and the right for the first home run, blah, 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 2:16 p.m.
There we go.
That's what time that occurred. Now, here is Mississippi State men's basketball. What time did they tweet the final? 2:14 p.m.
Wow.
You're on to something.
All right, so I came with the scientific method that everybody mocked me on after State beat Auburn, and by the way, was perfectly okay with that happening. But as I told you people, it is an anomaly. It doesn't
An
mean
outlier.
the one time that the science is automatically
Right.
erased.
In a
Science works in a way that it's like percentages. You know, things happen. Things happen within the science that is
in millions of examples, you're gonna have one or two that go against you.
correct.
Right. And
And if we
this is what
actually
science is.
had 2 consecutive weeks of the
Yeah.
science being beaten.
Right. Now
But
the science is back.
as we've seen over and over again, it reveals itself
The
eventually.
men's and women's basketball teams, they took the beating from the science this
Oh,
week.
yes, they
Simple
did.
as that. So,
And both of them at this point, it appears that their
basically.
chances of going to the NCAA tournament are over. So I think Mississippi State fans, if they have to pick at this point,
Yes.
probably going to go with baseball and softball.
Yes. No question about that. So, let's best leave those basketball games alone. Let's just they both teams lost. Thus endeth our analysis on that. By the way, I just remember this is our first show with my new memorabilia shelf behind you. This is the first
Yes,
one. It was we first getting our first
your
look at it.
wife came in here
And she
and
finally got me a shelf.
yes.
And she hung up our pictures. The Robbie Faulks article, Mississippi State National Championship,
Looks very
hanging up
good.
over there. And I've got my photo from the Starkville High dance team thanking me. We got Super Talk to donate some money to the Starkville High dance team. So they
Nice.
sent me, my daughter's right there in the front row, so I like having that. And then got some of my memorabilia. I think my favorite possession over there might be my autographed picture of the Rock and Roll Express right there. I wish it was them in their
Very good.
prime,
Yes.
but it just is what it is. So, but Ricky and Robert over there.
I mean, he did a Canadian
He
destroyer
did.
like 5 years ago,
He
so.
did. So I've also got Keith David over there telling you, keep your hands off another man's fries.
As you should.
So, very excited. Yeah, it only took me like 5 years in this office to finally make it my own, but good stuff. Baseball, another sweep, 8-0 on the week. The level of competition jumps up big this coming week, right? You've got Austin Peay. That's a good program. Mississippi State fans will very much remember Austin Peay's last trip to Dooney Noble Field, where they not only won once, but they won twice against the
Yes.
Diamond Dogs, against a team that ended up being in the hosting discussion.
I mean, if you win those two games, you're probably hosting.
Probably hosting. Yeah,
Yep.
you're not wrong. And then it's a trip out west for a tournament with Arizona State, who's a decent enough program. Virginia Tech, I'll be honest with you, I don't know a lot about Virginia Tech. But I do know that UCLA is the number one team in the nation, and they swept TCU, who was a number top 10 team this weekend. They run-rolled them on Sunday. That's a really good Bruins team. It's a massive step up in competition for Mississippi State. No disrespect to the teams they've played thus far, but this is where we're really going to find out what we've got here with this Mississippi State baseball team with this season. Based on what you've seen to this point, Robbie, what do you think about the Bulldogs' chances to continue to remain among the unbeatens?
Ooh, it's going to be tough. You look at it, and you got a team in Austin Peay that I have not really dove into at this point. So I don't really know a whole lot about them, but I do know that they have been kind of a scrappy team in the past. I remember last time they came here, they had a pitcher that he pitched, and he was like cleanup or something. He was like one of their top hitters in their lineup, and they could mash, man. They ran Cam Schulke off the mound. I mean, they could really play, and you lost to them two nights in a row. So they're not going to be afraid. I mean, there might be a guy or two on that team that was here that has experienced Duty Noble before. I don't know who could still be around, but I mean, that's a possibility. So I don't think they're going to be afraid. And there is a chance that this team, I think you have a lot of guys that are experienced players and mature, but there's a chance that they could be looking ahead to this weekend.
Yeah,
Like, and
very true.
Brian O'Connor, he was asked about going to Arlington and the competition, and he gave a good answer about the competition they're going to play, but he wanted to say there at the end, we're not overlooking Tuesday. We know what Austin Peay can do. We know that's always a tough team, a good program. We cannot look past that game. And they can't. And he was asked before the season too about what did you learn from last season with Virginia? You know, and I don't think he really learned anything. It's always been his philosophy that you cannot overlook these kind of games. Every game matters. And we sit here all the time and we talk about midweek ball games and how important it is to not slip up in those games. And when you lose those games, you know, it's not the end of the world, but we talk about it that's going to hurt. You know, down the pipe, that's a game that could hurt Mississippi State if they lose it. And we've seen it. We've seen Mississippi State miss regionals. We've seen Mississippi State miss out on hosting regionals because of what they did or didn't do in the midweek. So I look back at 2019 and that first team that Chris Simonis had. They did not lose a midweek game, I don't believe. They lost a game to Southern
That
Miss,
is correct.
and that was the only
That was the only
non-conference game
non-conference
they
loss,
lost.
including the Mayor's Trophy, the
And
Governor's Cup.
it was a good SEC schedule, but that, I believe, is what made them a national seed, is they did not have bad losses. And so I'm not saying that State's going to go undefeated in the midweek. I'm not saying they're going to win all their non-conference games. That is an unrealistic expectation because you're going to have a game where you just are flat and you play poorly. But in these kind of games, State needs to win these. They need to win their midweeks that aren't, you know, if they slip up at Southern Miss next week, that's not going to kill them. Southern
No.
Miss is going to be a team that's on the verge of hosting.
Right. They had a great
And
weekend.
they might be solidly in. I mean,
They
I don't
just
know. That's a really good team.
final just came down. They swept that Round Rock tournament. They did not lose.
So this is it, man. The Austin Peay, even the Austin Peay game, like these next five games here for Mississippi State are going to be really challenging. We're going to find out a lot about this team over the next five,
If they're
the
four and
next week.
one at the end of this, regardless of who the loss is to,
If you're 4-1, this is a team
you're
that
12 and
everybody's
one.
got to take
You
serious.
got to take them
I
seriously.
mean, you
So.
got UCLA, Arizona State's playing really well. Southern Miss is a top 20 team. It is going to be a war over these next week. And this team needs it because you're about to go into, after this weekend, one more weekend of non-conference play, and it's here.
Yeah.
You're at Arkansas.
So
So
look.
they've got to have, you can't have 15 consecutive games against cupcakes
Right. You
and
got to
then
have a
get to
challenge
SEC
in there.
play. And they're going to have a challenge. You got
So,
Tulane coming up.
yeah. So looking here at the schedules here, I'm looking at Virginia Tech. They're 6-1 on the season. They took 2 out of 3 this weekend from Rutgers. That was their one loss. They swept William and Mary week one. They won a midweek game against East Tennessee. They're 6-1 on the season. Arizona State 7-0. Swept Omaha, beat a good, I mean, UConn's a good program, and then swept St. John's, who Mississippi State fans will remember was in the regional with them 2 years ago. What I'm impressed with Arizona State, 7 runs, 11, 6, 17, 9, 3, and 16. So in 6 of their 7 wins, they have 7 or more runs in these games or sorry, 6 or more runs in these games. So offensively, they've been very good thus far. And I already mentioned UCLA undefeated, and they swept the number 8 team in the country, TCU, this weekend. So that's a really good team. I would never have guessed. You look at this field, right? And UCLA is undefeated. Arizona State is undefeated. Texas A&M is undefeated. Mississippi State is undefeated. Virginia Tech is a one loss team. And then there's Tennessee, who lost a series this week to Kent State and could have been
I know.
swept. by the Golden Flashes.
You gotta have one team in there that everybody can get a break from the other teams. So it's
Tennessee
a
is
good
that team.
opportunity for Virginia Tech and Arizona State to get some players in the game, and you gotta have a cupcake in there to
You
figure
know,
things
the
out.
first ever college football game, 1878, Rutgers versus Princeton. I wonder if you look back and you go like, I can't believe Rutgers isn't good at football. Because that's how it must be with Tennessee, who created the game of college baseball.
The game as we know it, college baseball, exists only in the last 7 years or so. Whenever Tony Vitello took the game by storm, that is whenever we
Created this
first
great game that
started.
we love.
That's whenever we first started talking about college baseball. None of us had even knew what college baseball really
We
was.
thought sports ended after the NCAA tournament.
That's correct.
I didn't know.
So, I mean, we should all be grateful. This is a heartbreaking time. I'm wondering if we should even continue the sport. Tony Vitello is now in the MLB. Should we all just focus our sights on your San Francisco
Well,
Giants?
I don't think. Well, first off, I would love that, especially if they could get some money. But secondly,
And by the way, I'm not sure that MLB is that big of a deal until Tony Vitello coaches his first game.
Giants had a triple play today. So, I mean,
Just saying.
what I would say is, I think Coach Vitello would want us to honor the memory of the great game that he created by continuing to watch it.
Yes.
So we'll do that.
I will be watching I'll probably watch a Tennessee game or two this weekend.
So speaking of those games, by the way, hopefully you still have your Flow Sports account from 2021. We are back, baby. We've never been more back on Flow Sports.
Can I give you people a word of advice as someone who has dealt with the Flow Sports company now for like
Make sure you
10
cancel.
years?
Is that the word of advice?
Yes, there is fine print on there. Well, not only that, there's like a I think you have to pick maybe monthly or something, because there's a thing if you like if you select one of the options, it charges you like a hundred. It charges you like a hundred and something bucks for the full year, and so you're stuck with that. So I think you do like the monthly deal, but yeah, I mean if you don't want to pay for it and you're just like I'm just gonna follow it, I'll be there. So you can follow me on Twitter or on the message board. I'll have a live thread on the message board for all three games.
There you go. So let's continue talking about this. Let's move into that. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food. I enjoyed my second order of smoked wings from Two Brothers today at Diddy Noble
Got to get
Field.
your numbers up
Well, I
some.
haven't been to enough games, so I've been to three games, but one was a doubleheader, so I didn't eat wings twice at that game. I don't go to the midweek games are going to kill me. We got it. You guys want me to eat more wings? You need to petition Mississippi State. Later starts. I need later starts so I can get to the game. I can't get the game starts at 5. I'm not coming in
Well,
the
they
fourth inning.
switch whenever the weather starts getting
Yeah.
warmer. Yeah.
So we'll figure
You'll be
that.
fine.
So, but if I always want smoke, if I just want smoked wings, Robbie, I can just go to Two Brothers and enjoy them there. And I encourage you to do the same, this weekend. If you're not here, no baseball this weekend, obviously. If you're coming for basketball, first off, God bless you. And secondly, you
You're a
should try to eat.
diehard.
After the game, a trip to Two Brothers is what you deserve after watching Mississippi State play basketball. So, Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years.
Fenty, brother.
There you go. If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service, same people, same number. Good people. People you know have a relationship with. People who sold you that great product. Now it's got a little problem. Well, guess what? They can get out there. Usually the same day. Why? Because they're in Mississippi, just like you. They treat you like a neighbor, not a number. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go for Mississippi State gear in the city of Starkville for the biggest, the best selection. Nobody else has the selection that Maroon & Co. has. You're going to have a great shopping experience because you're going to find exactly what you're looking for. They've got the logos you want, they've got the brand names you want, and they've got our promo code to help you save a little money. Thunder15, you can use that in store or online at maroonandco.com. They'll take 15% right off the regular price of any item. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to your next game here in Starkville, make sure you've gone to Maroon & Co. Today was not the best example of this, but spring is coming. All right, now I know this week's gonna be a little colder. You knew winter wasn't gonna go out like no chump. Winter was always gonna come back and give us a little taste. But the light is lingering a little longer in the night. It's time to start thinking about spring. John Deere Green in your yard to make sure it looks its absolute best. And Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden can make that happen for you. Great financing available, as low as 0% up to 60 months on John Deere compact tractors, commercial mowers, and, of course, the legendary John Deere Gator. Whatever it is you need, John Deere Green, they've got it at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, where they have what you want for less. Good Hope Land and Timber, if you're a landowner in this state, they are the name to know to help you make smart, sustainable, and profitable decisions with your land. But if you're looking to buy or sell land right now, whether you need a couple hundred acres or a couple thousand acres, Good Hope Land and Timber is here for you. They're experts in their field, and they can be experts in your field if you just give them a call. Years of experience, friendly people, and they know the land business in this state better than anyone. You're looking to buy, sell, or just maintain your land, give Good Hope Land and Timber a call. They're locally trusted, landowner approved. Good Hope Land and Timber. Looking around the SEC, it's interesting to see who's off to a good start at this point. You've got, I believe it's 7 undefeated teams right now. LSU undefeated, Ole Miss undefeated, but kind of by the skin of their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
They had a couple of close calls this week, but hey, undefeated is undefeated. Mississippi State 8-0. Oklahoma is 7-0. They have been off to a really good start. The Sooners are playing good baseball.
That's a really underrated team.
That's a team that I talked to Kendall Rogers before the season started. I said, "Give me somebody you don't have ranked that could be." And he said, "Oklahoma is a team to watch. They've got a good program." Texas undefeated. A&M undefeated. Alabama is 7-1. They will be in Hattiesburg on Tuesday. That is a very interesting game.
How about Alabama and Mississippi State in back-to-back weeks?
For the Golden Eagles, yeah. USM, what UCLA did.
The state return?
Yes.
So they come back to Starkville. Okay.
So UCLA, obviously, sweeping a top-10 team is a huge deal, right? But they're the number one team in the nation. Everybody expected big things from them. Who's done more for themselves than Southern Miss in these first 2 weeks? That UC Santa Barbara team, let me look and see what they did this week. But that had the makings of a good baseball team.
Well, for a lot of people, you know, that aren't really familiar with Southern Miss, there you lose a legendary coach. Mm-hmm. Ostrander steps in, and he was a big part of things. Their pitching staff was always good. Mm-hmm. But there's a question mark, like, how does he handle that? And last year was still kind of, you know, the same, you know, the players were still like transitioning over from the last era.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what we're finding out is he's a pretty darn good baseball coach.
Yeah.
And the pitching staff's going to be, he's going to have studs again.
They look like a, I don't know if elite's the right word, but
well,
they're very,
Lucas
very.
Has a great ace.
Yeah.
Like the ace
that's
is
Kobe Allen this year,
and he always has a guy that's an All-American type, and then he'll always have a guy or two in the lineup that can mash, and then he has good bullpen pieces.
Yeah.
The key for them is going to be how deep they are on the pitching staff.
Yeah,
and it's a little tougher for like a Group of Five than it is for like a Mississippi State, the resources.
Yeah, no doubt. Santa Barbara ended up sweeping Portland this week, and don't know a lot about Portland, but they swept, so they're 4-2 on the year. So Alabama, like I said, playing them Saturday or Tuesday. That's an interesting game. Florida is 7-1. They dropped a game last weekend, I believe. Arkansas is 6-1. Auburn 6-1. They dropped a midweek game, but they had a good weekend. They swept
they
Louisville this week. Or they, I mean, that wasn't Louisville. They played in a tournament and they beat
in Arlington.
Yeah, Georgia is 6-1.
They beat Florida State. They beat Louisville.
Yeah.
They beat who was the other one?
I don't know. I don't know the Auburn schedule.
I can't remember, but the other one they beat, I don't think was a good
Then
one.
You've got the two loss teams. South Carolina has a couple losses already. Vanderbilt has two losses. They lost two games in their opening weekend tournament. Kentucky has two losses. They have not been playing well. They're not off to a really good start. Missouri 5-2. I mean, I don't expect much from Missouri. And then there's Tennessee. Tennessee 5-2. Technically in last place in the SEC. Nobody's played a conference game, but they're 5-2, and they have a losing streak going. So,
I think what people have to prepare themselves for with Mississippi State is like there's going to be a game or two, and it might be this weekend where State just doesn't play well, you know, and the level of play and you know how they play has got to improve. But the one thing I'll say about this team is We said it last week against Hofstra. Like they have games where they're not doing something well and they're overcoming it. You know, they'll have an error and they'll load the bases up. Like they had the two out error from Ryder Woodson. They loaded the bases up with walks. They give up a couple of runs on a hit. They got out of it. First two on in the third inning, Duke Stone comes in and they give up nothing. That would have unraveled a little bit before, I think. And maybe not so much with Justin Parker, but
You're
a
right.
couple years before, yes.
And I also would say, though, there's going to come a time when you're playing an SEC team and you do that and you're going to give up five runs.
Yep.
And that's just how baseball
This
works.
team, I think the expectations are to the point now with the fan base, like when they lose a game, it's going to be, I don't think the reaction is going to be great. You need to prepare yourself for that. This team's not going to go 62 and 0. I mean, they're probably going to lose double digit games in the regular season. That's just how baseball works. So there's going to be games where the other team is better. Mississippi State didn't have a good game. They're walking batters. They're committing errors. They're not getting it done at the plate. There's going to be nights where it's just not happening. But how this team responds to adversity is going to be the difference in whether they're going to Omaha or they're not hosting or whatever. They're going to have to respond to adversity in a very positive way, whether that be within a game or after a game. And so far, I mean, the competition has not been good, but we would have seen a loss or two at this point
They
last
would
year, I
have
think.
almost certainly lost at least one game so far.
Like, I don't think they, well, I mean, I don't think they would have lost to Troy, maybe, but they did lose to Troy last year.
They
But
did.
I mean, the way that game played out, I don't think. But they
One of the
did
Hofstra games they would
one
have
of the
dropped.
Hofstra games they would have lost, and they might would have lost on Sunday against Delaware. I mean,
I could see previous. I'll just say Lamonis leaving Foster in a batter or two more and it getting to 4-0 or
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah, I could see State right now being 6-2 or
And
certainly
you and
7-1.
I'm just going to tell you, if they were 6-2 playing the schedule they've played, I'd be on this show telling you they're not going to host.
Yeah.
It's over.
And so that, I mean, that's what I'll say about this team is like they're nowhere close to finished product. And like, there's still people
Well,
that are.
other than Reese, has anybody started every game at the same position?
No, because Ryder Woodson didn't start one game. Aiden Hill didn't start today. Reese is the only one that started every game. I think everybody else has sat.
And the other side of that is like how cutthroat is this competition? Kevin Molewski starts the first two games after a season off season of us just saying this is going to be the guy behind the plate. Might not see him again. Andrew Raymond had a good, great
I gotta
week,
wonder,
and Sean James is just solid every time he's in.
is Malusi maybe hurt? Because he has not seen the field since game
Like,
two.
I thought he'd catch against Alcorn, and I thought they'd just put him out there and be like, look, this is a situation where he can get a couple easy hits and get the blood flowing.
I don't
Haven't
know.
seen him at all. And Andrew Raymond, and I've already recorded my conversation with Chris, with Brian O'Connor for tomorrow's Sports Talk Mississippi, or today's as you're listening. And he mentioned Andrew Raymond by name. He's like, as a guy who had a huge midweek for them and had a good game, good weekend for them. And it looks like he's going to be able to be a big piece. And like, I wonder if Molewski, who we spent a good part of the offseason saying, hey, this guy is going to hit double-digit home runs at Mississippi State, is he already out of the loop? Because there's just too many guys, and you can't have multiple bad days if you want to play.
And I wonder, at a certain point, having so much depth, it actually does water you down a little bit because you're not getting the consistent reps you need to. And that's why Brian O'Connor, when I asked him about that the other night, he said, I want to kind of dwindle it down to probably 11 guys or so, like 11 or 12 guys. And you have like your core group. Those are the guys that are getting the bulk of the starts. You might have some guys that are interchangeable that you bring in for matchups, Reed Stallman in versus a right-hander, Garrick Frey in there, Blake Beavis. Like, at some point, though, they're going to have to get their group that they count on most days. Because, there were some people that were like, it's time to take Ryder Woodson out. He's making mistakes. He needs reps, guys. He's got to have reps. This guy was playing third base and was not starting, by the way, for NC State. This is something that's like pretty new to him, and he's got a lot on his shoulders playing a very difficult position at shortstop. So he needs the reps. I think he's going to be a very good player. He's starting to look a little more locked in at the plate. Didn't have a great day on Sunday, but you know, that's fine. But you can't just give up on people right away. I mean, you need to let these guys get settled into their roles. But all that to say, there's a lot of things that this team isn't doing great right now. You know, the defense can improve a little bit. The base running has been bad. I mean, let's just be honest.
O'Connor talked about that in the and when I spoke to him.
Yeah, the base running's not been good. So, and that, you know, some of that's coaching, some of it's players. But all that to say, this team's sitting here, they've won most of these games comfortably,
Well,
and they're 8-0. That's the only thing that matters. If you're learning through wins, I'll take it all day long.
O'Connor talks about if you watch the post-game video that State put out, he says, like, don't ever take winning for granted.
No.
And I mean, that's something, yeah. We
Because
gotta
we've seen State give away a lot of midweek
You
games and
see
a lot of.
what you just said, like learning through victory. We've seen State learn through defeat way too many times. So,
And
but
if you want to host, just win, baby.
the depth of this team is just, it is kind of
It
ridiculous. I
is.
mean, Valencius and Wires didn't play the first weekend. And then this week, I mean, Wires came into today hitting 800.
Yeah.
And Valencia, I think he got on base his first nine at bats as a Bulldog.
What's really impressive to me about this team is like they're striking out too much for Brian O'Connor's liking, but almost everything they hit hard. Like
Yeah.
this team, the offensive approach
How
that they
many
have is
hot
so
shots to
much
the
better.
mound were there today
It's crazy.
that they had three hard hit balls that went right to the pitcher
You know,
that.
Drew Wires pretty much knocked the shortstop down
Yeah.
because he hit the ball so hard. But you look at it right now, I mean, the OPS is over 1,000.
Yeah.
Team batting average 341. They have 87 hits. They're averaging, you know, double digit hits a ball game. Today they broke up a streak of five straight games with 10 plus hits. 26 doubles, that's I believe should be top five in the country at this point. And the home runs are going to come, but they're slugging 545 as a team.
Yeah.
So this team, I think, is going to be a monster offensively when they settle in. It's going to be a very difficult lineup to get through. The consistency in which that they hit the ball, make contact, it's strong. The strikeouts have to improve. They have to be better with two strikes, but I just feel like that's going to come. And
So.
I watched Virginia a lot over the years, but I really focused in on them offensively when State went there 2 years ago. And I've always appreciated Kevin McMullen, and I've always thought that their approach to the plate was really good. I remember that 2014 team at the College World Series watching them a good bit, and the 2015 team won the title. They hit the ball hard. And
Yeah.
that, you know, when we talked to Kevin McMullen in the offseason, and I asked him about his philosophy, he said, "We just want to make hard contact." You know, it's not a. Some people have said, you know, this is going to be more of a team that's just going to hit singles and doubles. I don't think that's necessarily their goal. I think they just want to barrel the ball up and hit it the sweet spot of the bat and hit it hard somewhere. Because when we saw today,
Yeah.
they hit it to the mound. They just put it in play,
Yeah.
threw it to third base, and then
Make
threw it to the backstop. I mean,
Yeah.
make the defense
Make
make plays.
exactly. So the NCAA, for whatever reason, hasn't updated its website since Friday,
Yeah.
but State was tied for sixth nationally in doubles on Friday.
And on Friday night they had five.
Yeah.
So
So
they got up to 21 and
yeah.
they're now at
So they're
26.
probably still in that
Georgia
rank
Tech,
there.
I think Georgia Tech had a few the other
Georgia Tech
night.
is number one in doubles as of Friday. So I don't know why the NCAA doesn't update this every day. They don't pay for weekend help at the NCAA, I guess. So I mean, but you're right about these guys. They look good at the plate. The guy like even a guy like didn't have a lot of hype around him this offseason with Sean James, just a nice compact swing. And he just really looks like a player who, you know, I didn't have a huge expectations for, but he's every time he's been out there, he's delivered. So good start to the season. This is the week where we really kind of these next 5 days, as Robbie said, or next five games. Austin Peay, this weekend tournament, and then Southern Mississippi next Tuesday. You really get a good idea. And if Mississippi State finishes this at 12-1 going into the final non-conference weekend, you've got a legit contender on your hands. But if they're not, then we'll reevaluate when we get there.
Then Brian will say, maybe it was a mistake. Maybe
immediately
Maybe Brian
turn.
O'Connor wasn't the
I will immediately turn on things. Yeah,
have we considered that?
I knew they should have gotten Wes Johnson. Anyway, all right. Tomorrow's show, a little more baseball. We'll air our conversation, my conversation with Brian O'Connor, plus some football talk tomorrow. We got another positional breakdown. Back to the offensive side of the ball and the wide receivers. We know what we've got with Anthony Evans. What else does Mississippi State have? We'll talk about that on tomorrow's show. Until then, for Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.